You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Ricketts, CEO of Vesarion. VRS is ticker. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Pleased to be here today, sir.
Yeah. It's always a nice get update here. And, of course, listen, you've announced an RNS here called Advisory Panel. So it's very interesting to see what this means, what the significance of this. But as always, Neil, I hate to leave people behind. As you say, a lot of people working from home. A lot of people, and you've seen by the stats, apparently, a lot of people have started investing or looking to invest and all that stuff. So I know we have some new listeners all the time listening. So I know you're a regular on the podcast. But for people not aware of Vesarion, though, can you just explain what you're about, please?
Yeah, sure. So Vesarion is a company that I started in 2011. We listed in 2013. And since then, we've been developing technology with UK universities and then exploiting it. So making it into the real world, really, from the laboratory. What we're focused on at the moment is the wonder material graphene and bringing that to production.
Yeah, well, and also, I know about graphene. Of course, I've talked to you many times and some research on it. But like I said, for people not familiar with graphene, they may have heard of it, being touched upon, but they're not quite sure about it. Could you explain why, what's the big noise about graphene? Why is it so special?
Well, graphene is part of a brand new industry, to be honest. So graphene is the first material of maybe 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 new materials that can be kind of used in everyday life to really change things. So they improve the strength, they improve the electrical conductivity, they improve the thermal conductivity of items that we use and take for granted. And our job is to get that technology out there and to start using it to enable new technologies as well, such as electric vehicles. And so we're working on batteries, and supercapacitors, but also lightweighting for the aircraft industry and a number of other industries that we're involved in, including construction.
Yeah, so they can have so many real-world applications. And we're starting to see, and like I said, with any new sort of commodity like this, new substance and whatever, it has to be tested and takes a long time, of course, because you can't just change an entire industry, for example, or all of a sudden, plane manufacturing, you're not going to just change everything and trick graphene. They've got to test it highly, haven't they, loads of times. So you've got things like that and batteries. So we are at the start of, I suppose, commercialization in graphene. It's still in its infancy as a commercial industry. So this is, I suppose this is linked to the advisory panel, really, isn't it? So explain what you're doing with the advisory panel and why have you set one up?
So what we've always been very aware of is that we need to set ourselves up with a high degree of confidence from not only our shareholders, but also from our clients and our customers. And so the advisory panel is all about bringing together the good and the great of the graphene industry, getting them into a room, and then defining the strategy that the company will be pursuing over the next few years. It's also about cementing and concreting all of these relationships that we already have, whether that's with Manchester or Cambridge or the Graphene flagship or Innovate or any of these big organizations, and getting them all in a room, getting their really great ideas, and then really helping to drive the company to the potential it can achieve.
Yeah. And you said, like you said, it sort of helps, you know, commercialize these current and future technologies, including G-Scale. For people not familiar with that, explain that if you could, Neil.
So a couple of weeks ago, we announced that Innovate UK would award us the largest loan application, which was £5 million for a project called G-Scale. In that project, we have G stands for graphene and scaling up our graphene processes, because we have a portfolio of processes. Then we have S, which stands for SEAT, which is really about how we use graphene in the aerospace industry and in carbon fiber composites specifically. And so it's a portfolio of projects. The C is for concrete, and that's about construction projects. The A is ARCH, which is about thermoplastics and polymers. So getting graphene into the plastics that we use, everything from packaging to construction, as I said before. L is leisure, which is all about textiles, and it's all everything from glass frames right the way through to clothing. I'm working with some of the largest companies there. And then the last one, E, is about elastomers. So that's everything from oil and gas applications that we've talked about in the past, where we're trying to improve the performance of the seals and other parts in downhole, right the way through to tyres, which is one of the widest uses of elastomers.
Yeah. And if you could put it on, say, your journey, Vasarion, in commercialising graphene on a, say, percentage scale, I don't know if it's possible that, but where are you now, you know, on your journey with graphene and its development and where you hope to be? What would you say?
So a few years ago, we were making very niche products, you know, the Richard Mille watch we were involved in, where we supplied the graphene, you know, a handful of components. And to be honest, it really pushed the business at that time. So, you know, this technology started off being, you know, half a gram a week, and now we're kind of at the ton level. You know, the G-Scale project is really to get that output even higher, to really dominate this industry. Now, what we're starting to see is, I think you've got a couple of the face masks. We've responded very quickly to the COVID issues. We're a speedboat, not a big liner, so we can move very quickly, adapt very quickly. This is, you know, this is how this technology is moving so quickly. So I know some people think that it's really, really slow, but if you compare it against a lot of the technologies that are very similar, carbon fiber, steel, silicon, you know, you can see that not only do we have a wide breadth of products that we're trying to work on, as I said, everything from batteries to construction, but also a wide range of materials as well. So several different derivatives of graphene, and then we're working on the materials that come after that as well.
Yeah. And will that always be the case, or do you think you'll narrow the focus to a certain area as time goes on?
Well, as a management team, we're very risk averse, and we don't like to put all our eggs in one basket. So we are very focused around these, five commercial opportunities in G-Scale, and we're pursuing those very, very quickly. I know a lot of people got confused that because the project is, you know, takes 2 years, does that mean it's going to be 2 years till we get products? Well, that's not the case. Each one of these projects is split down into projects below that. Some of them are easily achievable, and we hope to be able to, you know, deliver results very quickly. Some of them are slightly longer term, and so it's just about having that diversity within our what we're doing. So we are focused. We know exactly what we've got to do. The team knows exactly what we've got to do. It's a great team. It's been joined more recently by a number of other people, and that provides us with the bandwidth to be able to take on more projects.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Neil. Well, as always, if someone likes the sound of the progress you're making here but are not yet following the story, let's get them to hit that follow button if they like the sound of it. So three reasons, Neil, why they should hit that follow button and add Vasarion to their watch list, please.
So the first thing is that graphene is the technology of today. This is a technology which could define a complete industry. The second reason is that the connections and the contacts that the company has got through its journey, as we were talking about, you know, with Manchester, Cambridge, and central government, means that it's in a very, very strong position to be able to exploit that. The third thing is the diversity and the quality of the commercial opportunities that we've got in front of us. We're working with some of the largest companies in the world, and they're very keen to use our technology in their products. So for me, as a large holder, that means that I'm delighted with the progress of the company.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Neil, thanks for that, fella, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.